think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
Let's say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan.
You can love anybody, but when you're in love with somebody, you're looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, or no matter what he or she do.
God,
you taking that person like
if you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
I just love somebody. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before. They've never been in love before. They don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah, she poetic.
She killed it. We can end that conversation with that, right?
Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Drunk as a horse.
it's always unsteady. There's an elephant in my head, and I tiptoe around it. There are eggshells on the floor, therefore I never touch the ground. It's like that old. Another kind of life. I don't expect it to believe me, but everything is alright. I don't make rules for a living. I don't do tricks for a dime. I was born on a good day. Deaf, dumb, and blind. Who am I to tell the truth? Oh, I don't even know what it is. Well, I don't know how to say it, but I know that I can show you. I said I don't know how to say it, but I know that I can show you.
Thank you. Houston? What about Detroit? What about Pittsburgh, PA? You wanna know an outcome? Some by the window, somebody sue up there. I got some groceries, some peanut butter, the last a couple of days.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Sick, 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 sick love. Sick, 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 sick love. I've been away, caught up in your dreams. Caught up for so long, so long. You got me trapped, have the keys, and I won't let me go.
Let me go.
No. You got me feel so weak.
Give me all your secrets.
so weak, got me feel so weak. Gotta be mine. 부족해도 am I? Your poison is so sweet, poison is so sweet.
Motorcycle. Oh, She seemed really depressed.
He had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born.
And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
Thank you.
I got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address, just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there, cause no one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go, but when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex in the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so good for everyone to do everything. You for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so dark out.
outside when the clock goes off, like it was the day before. Hold that coffee, wait till 5, and pretend there's nothing more. Where's that roof? Where's that living proof? Where's that roof? Where's that living proof? Do you got what you wanted? Now you wanna run away. Every door that's closed, you're knocking, and you wanna hear God, but you don't even.
Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Yeah.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. I had my plan, drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like the tiny bubbles. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I know what she plans to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong.
We'll be right back.
Place where I could learn.